great Saturday.
Hallelujah. God is God. Hallelujah, isn't it? And he's faithful. He's true. As Pastor Miller brought out the scripture this morning, the Lord Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. These signs, isn't that right? The Bible says these signs will follow the believers. Hallelujah. Are we seeing those signs today? Amen. God is good. Let's really press on into the things of God. Because God is calling us, isn't he? He really is. He's calling us, my God, to follow him closely. Not at a distance, but closely. Closer. What God is calling for. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight, I'm going to look at two portions of scripture tonight. Ruth, chapter 1, verses 15 through 17. You know, we talked about that last week, about Naomi, Ruth, Orpha. And so let's read Ruth chapter 1, verses 15 through 17. That's the first scripture we're going to look at. Ruth 1, verses 15 through 17. Ruth chapter 1, verses 15 through 17. 15, 16, 17. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Strong words. Amen. Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Chapter 1, verses 1 through 9, Joshua. Euphrates. Courageous.
cannot commit to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest fall, but whatsoever thou doest.
Man,
this book of the Lord shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe and do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt be thou mayest prosper, and then thou shalt have good success. Shall not I command thee, be strong, and of a good courage, do not afraid, for this reason thou be made. For the Lord thy God is with thee, and forever thou doest.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word, Lord. For your word is forever settled in heaven, Lord. Thy word, Lord God, is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Father, just have your way tonight, God. Move by thy spirit, Lord God. Speak through these lips of clay, Lord. Let your divine will be done tonight. Stir our hearts and our minds. Set us free from everything that's not like you. Help us to continue in your word that we'll be your disciples indeed. Have your way tonight, God. We praise and magnify and thank you. In Jesus' name, for the glory of God. Amen. Now, Moses was a prophet of God. And after Moses died, God spoke to Joshua. He said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Arise, let's go over this Jordan. They had to go into the land of Jericho. But before they could get into the land of Jericho, they had to cross over the Jordan River. Isn't that right? The Jordan River is right there in front of them. And the only way to get over there into Jericho, they had to cross over the Jordan River. Hallelujah. But God's faithful. And God told Joshua, let's go over this Jordan, thou and all this people. And God prepared them to go over Jordan. God gave them specific instruction how to get over. So Joshua sent two spies into the land of Jericho to spy out the land. And when they got in, when the two spies got in the land, some of the people of Jericho saw them, and they knew. They knew they were from Israel, the children of Israel. So they went to the king and said, some men came in from Israel to spy out our country. And when the men went into the land, the two spies, they went to the house of Rahab the harlot. And so the king sent to Rahab, said, bring out the men, bring them out. Those men came in. Now, you know, for them to look at them and know they were Israelites, it was something, wasn't it? They knew they were Israelites. To bring them out. They came to spy out our country. But Rahab said, some men came in to me, but by the time to close the gate, the closing of the gate, when it was dark, they left. I don't know where they went, and I don't know who they was. But she had taken them up on her roof, and she hid them with stalk of flax. They laid down and she put the stalks of flax over them and hid them. And she said to those men, so now, since I've showed you kindness, show kindness unto me, unto my father's house. So now we know the Lord has given you the land. Isn't it something? She said, we know the Lord has given you the land. And she told him, she said, we know God has given you the land. It's just a matter of time when they come and take it now. But she knew that God had given it to him. She said, now when we heard about you, terror filled our heart. And there wasn't no courage left in any man. Because we knew. Because we heard about when you came over the Red Sea, God dried up the Red Sea for you. I tell you, God's fame get around, doesn't it? You better believe it does. We heard that God dried up the Red Sea for you, brought you over on dry land. So they were fearful. And she said, Swear unto me by the Lord that you will show unto my father's house kindness when you come in and take the land. And they told her, if you utter not this our business, when we come into the land, we will show kindness unto your father's household. Now, what you must do, you got to go and bring everybody, your father's house, into your house. The only safety zone for you all is to bring them into your house. Now, and she let them down through a window with a scarlet thread, a piece of thread, scarlet thread. And they said, when we come into the land, bind this scarlet thread in the window that you've let us down by, and you'll be safe. That's what she did. She let them down, and she put the scarlet thread in the window, just left it there. Because she knew they were coming. She didn't know when, but she knew they was going to come and take over the land. God is faithful, isn't it? Because she said, we heard about how the Amorites, Sihon and Og, how you utterly destroyed them. And said, it wasn't no, we fainted, our minds, we fainted in mind. Hallelujah. Because God, we know that you have a God, the God of heaven and the God of earth. The God of heaven and God of earth. We know that's your God. And we know, we've heard so many things about you. And we know you're coming in. So Joshua, God spoke to Joshua about going over to take, going over into Jericho. And Joshua spoke to some of the men, said, now go through the people and let them know in 3 days we're going over. We're going over into Jericho. So he told the people to get ready. And they got ready. And God told them, say, now, see, in the springtime, Jordan would overflow its banks. The water would just overflow its banks. And it was springtime. And God told Joshua, said, now when the priests take up the ark of the covenant, and as they go forth, when their feet touch the brink, just touch the water there, God said, I'm going to, the water's going to be divided. They're going to stand up as a heap. Isn't that right? They're going to be divided. The water, it was water that's flowing down somewhere. But anyway, water's going to be divided and stand up as a heap. And as the priest, but now they told the people, so now when the priests go forth, in other words, you stay at least 200 cubits back. Don't run up close behind the priest. Stay at least 200 cubits, which is about 300 feet. Stay that far back. And they did. And as the priest got out there, the waters, God just caused the waters to stand up as a heap on this side and this side. And they was able to go through. But now while the priest was out there in Jordan, God told Joshua, said, you get a man from every tribe, 12 men. Let them go out into the Jordan while the priests are there and get 12 stones. And bring these stones out and just lay them out here. For the community, out on the sidewalk, well, not sidewalk, but out there where they were. Bring the 12 stones out and lay them out. And while the priests are there, take 12 stones out of the Jordan and bring them out. Get 12 stones out of Jordan and bring them out, and you take 12 stones from here and take them into Jordan and leave them there. And he said, now, when your children ask you about these 12 stones, Say, tell them how that the Lord, as you got ready to cross over into Jericho, how the Lord caused the waters to stand up as a heap, and you went across on dry land. Our God is wonderful, isn't it? Our God is faithful. Is there anything too hard for God? Is there anything too hard for God?
No.
Nothing, is it? Amen. So God got them over into the land of Jericho. Now, when they got over in the land of Jericho, Joshua, the two spies, Joshua told the two spies to go and get Rahab and her family. They were the only ones that were safe. And everything, and Everything in the land was cursed. God told them, none of the animals, they killed everything over there. They were to kill out everything. Animals, people, kill everything. And everything was the curse except the silver and the gold, the brass and the iron was to go into God's, the treasure of the Lord. But everything else was accursed. Isn't that something? Hallelujah. See, God knows how to do all things. But we must follow his instructions. See, God's got direct instruction for his people. If we follow him, we'll come out all right, won't we? But when we start doing things our way, we make a mess. Hallelujah. Joshua was a man that followed God. He obeyed God after the death of Moses. And God gave them victory upon top of victory as long as they walked in the will of God, as long as they stayed faithful to God. Have God changed? No. Same thing today. This service we had this morning, God moved in this service this morning. And God has got, hallelujah, oh my hallelujah, Lord. God is faithful. He's faithful. He's true. He's just. He's holy. He's pure. He's righteous. Thank God. What are we going to do? We ought to follow him, aren't we? Follow him daily. It's a light thing for God to deliver his people. And God wants to deliver his people. Doesn't he? Yes, he does. God don't want us to be messing around and not knowing which way to go or what to do. But he's given us instruction to follow him, to walk by faith and not by sight, to walk in love, to love God first of all and to love one another. Hallelujah. He's good. Hallelujah. He's kind. He's righteous. And saints of God, God want to take us to higher heights. Amen. Are you willing to go? Are you willing to go? Yes, God is calling us back to our first love. Hallelujah. Thank God. You know, God spoke in Revelation, told them to return. They had left their first love. Isn't that right? Spoke to one of the churches there. Now, the church of Laodicea, let's look at that. The church in Revelation. Revelation. The seven churches there. But let's look at the one, the Laodicean church. Hallelujah. Without God, we're nothing. And without God, we can do nothing. Yes. Hallelujah. Let's see now. The church of Laodicea. Let's get that here. Chapter 3. What verse is that? Thank God. 14, right? All right. Let's look at that. What did the Lord say? See, God spoke through John. Didn't he? John was on the isle of Patmos on the Lord's day, wasn't he? You better believe he was. And God showed him a lot of things. Hallelujah, he did. John he was the last apostle that died. He was an old man, but he was a faithful witness for the Lord. God wants us to start strong and end strong, really, doesn't he? He really does. Verse 14, what does it say? And in verse 15, what did it say? I know thy works.
I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot.
Stop right there. I know your works. I know you're not cold, you're not hot. My. See, God wants us to be he wants us to be hot, really, doesn't he? But if you're not hot, be cold. But see, some people try to straddle the fence. Isn't that right? To say that, well, I'm not going to be hot. I'm not going to be cold. But what are you going to be? Read. What are you going to be? How many like lukewarm water? How many of y'all like lukewarm water? I don't. How many like lukewarm water? Anybody? I sure don't. My. So it says, read it. 15.
I
know your works.
That thou art neither cold nor hot.
You're neither cold nor hot.
I would thou
wert cold or hot. I would you do one of the two, cold or hot. But what did he say? You're lukewarm. You're not cold or hot, but you're lukewarm. You're neither cold nor hot. And what God's he going to do? God can't stand it, can he? My. Just like you or me. Last time we grab some lukewarm water and spit it out. Because it don't taste good. Hallelujah. So these people, these Laodiceans, church. Hallelujah. I spew you out of my mouth. Listen. But listen what they were saying in the church, in the Laodicean church. Because thou sayest what? Stop. I'm rich and increasing good. So I'm rich and increasing good. That's what they were saying. They people were blind. Rich and increasing what kind of good? If we're not pleasing God, our works are in vain. Isn't that right? I mean, we can work from sun up to sundown. Work for years and years, my God. But if we're not pleasing God, if we're not following God, if we're not obeying God, if we're not continuing in the Word, being faithful to God, it don't mean nothing, does it? It don't mean a thing. It's like the Word of God say in 1 Corinthians 13. It talks about how that without love, talk about without charity, we're nothing. All right, I spew out of my mouth because, verse 17. And we're increasing good. Stop right there. They said, we're rich and increasing. We don't have need of nothing. My. How blind can people be? And we have people today feel the same way. They do. And some people, as Pastor Benjamin said, some people that they go to church and they have service, and if God doesn't show up, it doesn't matter. Isn't that right? They got their own agenda. They do their own thing. My. We're living in those times. In the last of the last days, the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap unto themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn their ears away from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. We're living in those days. But they're saying they're rich. We don't need nothing. Hallelujah. And some of those preachers strut around, like roosters. Yeah, like roosters. Like, got this chest all stuck out. Hallelujah. But what's the word of God? They don't know nothing. They don't have nothing. But they think they're rich. And they're not rich in the things of God. Isn't that right? They're not rich in God. A lot of people don't even know God. Don't know. Hallelujah. We live in a time when people hate God. Isn't that right? Jesus said they hated me without a cause. And Jesus said, this is a condemnation that light has come into the world. And what? Men love darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds were evil. When people got some things they want to do that's evil, hallelujah, they want to be in the dark. The Bible says they don't come to the light lest their deeds should be reproved. Hallelujah. They won't come to the light. But God's calling, God is light. And in him there is no darkness at all. Isn't that right? And we are the people of the light. We are. Not of darkness, but of light. We're the people of the light. Because we're following Jesus. Jesus is the light. Isn't that right? He's our light. The light in us. To let your light so shine before men. That they may see your good works and do what? Glorify your Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. How many of y'all want to glorify him tonight? How many of y'all want to please God? I want to please him tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. God is so faithful. God is so true. Amen. So the Lord was talking to this church that said they didn't have no need of nothing. My God. But said we have, what did it say here? We have need of nothing. But listen to what God said. Listen to what God said. Listen to what God said. Stop. Knoweth thou not that thou art wretched? You're wretched. You're in a mess and don't know it. Isn't that right? Some people are in a mess and don't know it. Some people are messed up. My. Hallelujah. And don't know it. That's deception. Deceived by the devil. And see, that's what the devil loves. The devil will, the devil, he'll kill you and laugh at you dying. That's right. He just said honor and dirty. Hallelujah. He's low down. He's no good. Amen. Knoweth thou not that thou art wretched. My. And what else?
Miserable.
They're so miserable. That's right. People that don't know God are miserable. You cannot have peace unless you know the Prince of Peace and have the Prince of Peace. That's right. That's right. You've got to have that peace, thank God, in order. You've got to have the Prince of Peace in you. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. Not as the world giveth. Give I unto you, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. My peace. And we need God's peace today, don't we? Because we live in a world that's tormented. We live in a world that have lost their way. But thank God, God's got a people. God's got a people that love him. God's got a people, thank God, that's walking worthy of God. God's got a people that's keeping their mind stayed upon him. And he's keeping us in perfect peace. Isn't that right? God is faithful tonight, saints. Let's get stirred up for the Lord. We ought to have enthusiasm for God, shouldn't we? You better believe it. Thank God. If we really know him, hallelujah. Because listen to what Jesus said to the church here that thought they was in a mess, lost, wretched. Read on. It said they're miserable and what else?
Poor.
You're poor.
Blind.
And blind.
Nick.
My Lord. Isn't that terrible? Yeah. But they thought they were right. They thought that hallelujah. My. The Bible says, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And we're living in those times. Verse 18, what does it say? I've counseled to buy me gold, tried in the fire. My. You know, God's people, we're tried as of gold. Isn't that right? I mean, we're tried. Hallelujah. Sometimes God will put us in that oven to help us grow up, to grow us up some. My God. But lots of times we'll say, Lord, take me out. No, God don't want to take us out. He's not going to leave you in there by yourself. He's right there with you, isn't that right? What about the three Hebrew boys? They were thrown in the fiery furnace, weren't they? For taking a stand for God. But did the Lord leave them? No, he did not. When that old king looked in there, said, didn't I? We cast three. Behold, I see four. My. I see four. And the fourth one looks like, he said, what, the Son of God? And the fourth one looks like, my God. The fourth one. Hallelujah. That fourth man got in that flame and cooled the flames off. You know, flames are hot normally, right? Fire is hot. Normally it's hot. But when Jesus got in that fire, he cooled the flames off. My. Now, when he threw them in there, they were bound. But you know what God let the fire do? Just take the rope and loosen the rope off of them. What a mighty God we serve. My. They the problem was jumping and running and dancing. My God, hallelujah. See, four loosed. Thank God. That old king saw that. It said it stirred him up, didn't it? My God, it really did something. to him to see how God, the kind of God we've got, the only true God,
amen,
faithful witness.
Amen.
Oh, God. Amen. Oh, God, have mercy upon us tonight, Jesus.
Amen.
Have mercy upon us tonight, Father. Go up, lead us, Son. Draw us near. Draw us near, near to you, Lord. Nearer. Nearer, God, to thee. My God, draw us nearer to you, Lord. God, I said on Makunda. Thank you, Lord God, for our pastor, Lord God. Lada Kiro Loba Saya Raba Honda. Oh, Lava Vikiro Loba Sanda. Thank you for your people, Lord God. Oh, that really love you and really work. Ula Mamanda Mahira. Oh God. Bless your people, Lord, here and everywhere. Bless your people all over the world. Meet the needs of your people, Lord. Stir your people up, Lord God, to do your will, to seek your face, Lord God, and to honor and to obey your voice, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. What does it say here? What does it say? Try me gold, try it in the fire, that you may be rich. Now, we want to be rich. The Bible speaks of being rich in good works, doesn't it? Amen. We want to be rich in the things of God. That's what we want to be rich in. Hallelujah. Now, it's nothing wrong with having money, is it? If we use it right, use it, put it in the right places, nothing wrong with it. And I could use a little more myself. I could. Hallelujah. Because, boy, sometimes we have to try to stretch it, so to speak, you know. But God provides. He works it out for us. Amen. When you really love God and you do the things that please God, He'll work things out. So what did it say here? Wait. Go back up a little bit now. All right. Try it in the fire. And white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed. My. Read.
The shame of thy nakedness do not appear.
Mm-hmm.
And anoint thy eyes
with thyself. Mm-hmm. My.
That thou mayest see.
Yes, that you may have seen. Amen. Because people are blind. Isn't that right? These people are blind. Spiritually blind. That's right.
Amen.
They didn't know Jesus. And didn't know the things about, didn't know the things of Jesus. Isn't that right? At the time we're living in, saints, we're living in the last day, the last of the last day, and the Bible say all this would come to pass. All right, read verse 19.
As many as I love, I rebuke, chasten.
Mm-hmm. Amen. See, God, He rebuke us, that He's chasing us. When we do wrong, God will correct us. He know how. He know what it takes to correct us, so we can get in line, get back in line with Him. Tell us to repent and get back in line. All right. Yo, let's stand at the door and knock. Hallelujah. Listen at this. Verse 20.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone hear my voice, open the door, I will come in.
And He would, yes, amen. Look at Luke 12:37. Hallelujah. Isn't that something? God's talking about His people that love Him, people that continue in the Word. But if you continue in my Word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And what? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We're living in a time today when people are blind to the truth. They don't know the truth. But I don't want to know the truth. But people want to do what they want to do. Hallelujah. But the Lord is coming soon. He's coming soon. And we need to make sure that we let our light shine. We need to make sure that we witness when God gives us an opportunity to witness. Because hell is hot and eternity is long. Don't nobody really want to go to hell, do they? Not really. People that got in the sense don't want to go. That's right. If you got in the sense, and you know what hell is, you don't want to go there. But we want to go to heaven. Hallelujah. We want to go to heaven, don't we? But if you got to do something to get to heaven. You just can't. Isn't that right? There's a narrow way. There's a broad way, and there's a narrow way. The Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto a man. What? But the end thereof are the ways of death. It seems right. And people, that's what people are doing today. So if it seems right, do it. But many times it's not right. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. How do we know what's right? The Word of God let us know, doesn't it? Yes. If we follow Jesus, follow his steps. Hallelujah. Because he's faithful. He's holy and pure and righteous and just. Hallelujah. To come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, I will do what? Give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Find meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Amen. So, as Pastor Benaber talked this morning about the yoke, he explained it. He made it plain, didn't he? Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Let's be like Joshua and the children of Israel was able to go over. They went over into Jericho. Hallelujah. But they had to follow the instructions God gave them. But that's the reason why Ruth was able to say, let's end with this scripture, Ruth 1:15-17. We talked about this last week. Reading why Ruth was able to say what she said. Hallelujah. Ruth 1:15-17. The reason she was able to do this, because she had heard about God. Amen. She had. See, now Naomi went over there in Moab, but the people in Moab heard about God. Amen. His fame travels. His fame gets around, gets about. Hallelujah. What did it say? To 17 years. Stop. Your sister will have gone back to her people and to her gods. They worship idol gods over there in Moab, didn't they? Yeah. They worship idol gods. Amen. She's gone back to her people and to her gods. All right. Now you go back with her. Go back with your sister-in-law. She tried her best to get her to go, didn't she? Hallelujah. But this woman was hanging on like a bulldog. Amen? I mean, this woman's got a bulldog hold, so to speak. Amen? You better believe it. Hallelujah. What you say, brother? Amen. That's exactly right. Exactly right. She really did. Hallelujah. And what did she say? Read. What did she say? Don't try to get me to leave you. Stop. Stop telling me to leave you. Entreat me not to leave you.
Or to return from following after you.
Don't try to keep me from following after you. I'm going to hang on. I'm going to follow you. Read. Where you go, I'm going. Wherever you're going, that's where I'm going. All right. Where you lodges, where you stay, I'm going to stay wherever you stay. If we have to sleep on a haystack, wherever you lodge, I'm going to lodge. Forever. All right. Read. Your people are going to be my people. And your God, my God. She had heard about God. She believed God. She accepted God. And she began to follow God. Isn't that something? Hallelujah. And she hung in there. And that's what it's going to take. Hanging in there, doing the right thing. Doing the right thing. Doing what Jesus said. And We'll come out on top. Isn't that right? Saints, this week, pray. Really pray that God would have his way in his people. Pray that God would save souls. You know, we went out into the neighborhood and passed out flyers and continued to pray for the people that we passed out. Well, we passed out the flyers. We talked to a few people and pray for them and pray for the neighborhood. Let's pray for our families. My Lord, my God. Like Pastor Benham was talking about prayer this morning. God answers prayer, doesn't he? Because lots of times we won't pray. You know, we get worried. God don't want us to get worried. He wants us to trust him. Haven't God done enough for us that's been with him a while for us to know that he's faithful, that he's true? He'll do what he said. He's a man of his word. Hallelujah. God's a man of his word. God will do what he says. We can depend upon him. Jesus, I will never leave you nor forsake you. How many of y'all believe that? I believe it. I believe you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. So let's stay in prayer. Now, tomorrow, a lot of us got off, right? I'm off. Oh, boy. Brother Sean's got to work. Let's pray for him. Amen. Oh, let's pray. Yeah, let's pray for Sister. Niecy. We got our oldest daughter, but she was growing up, we call her Niecy. So pray for Sister Niecy. And Brother Sean, just on the two got to work. Oh, boy. Sister Paula, pray that God would really help them. Really help them. Amen. Huh? Yes, amen. That's right. That they minister to the people, that they'll be used of God while they're working. And like I said, I'm retiring the 7th of June. I plan to refire for God. Y'all pray that God will help me to get God to put some fire burning under me, whatever he needs to do. Whatever he needs to do to get me where he wants me, where I should be in him. I want to come up and I know I need to. And I want to, saint. I want to be what God wants me to be. I really do. I really, really do. So pray. Will y'all pray? Let's pray one for another. That we will seek God, we will love God with all that's in us, that we'll obey him, and that we will reach out to the lost. Stand to your feet. Yes. Oh, he didn't read 17? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, God.
Will thou die? Will I die?
Praise God.
Where will I be buried? The Lord do so to me, and more also.
This woman had a bulldog hold. I'm telling you, I mean, Ruth would not let Naomi go. And that's good, that's a good thing. And good came out of it, didn't it? Good really came out of it because God was in it. Hallelujah. God was in it. When God is in something, hallelujah. Good can come out of it, can't it? Good will come out of it when God is in something. And God is in his people tonight. Oh, God. Let's pray God to stir us all up. Amen. I know I want to be stirred up. I need to be stirred up for God. And on fire for him. On fire. The Bible says God maketh his angels spirits. And his ministers what? A flame of fire. Isn't that right? I want to be a flame of fire for the Lord. Like Pastor Miller, he's a flame of fire for the Lord. You know who he is. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet, saint. And let's pray. Let's talk to the Lord. God is so faithful and true, isn't he?
Amen.
He's so faithful and true. Brother Sean, will you lead this prayer? Lead us in prayer. Lead us in prayer. Mighty God, we serve, yes.